So this is a very relevant chabura for anyone that picks their nails, a little bit nervous, or any anxiety. This is definitely the chabura for you. I can't say that I'm totally not part of that chabura myself, to put it lightly. So definitely for people that are nervous a little bit, this is the chabura for you. If you pick your nails, any nail, do you have to go and wash your hands immediately? Very big nafkamina. If someone inadvertently or absentmindedly picks his nails, and he, you know, I mean, it's a disgusting habit, I'll admit, but if anything comes off, do you have to stop what you're doing and wash your hands? Very simply. We listed last week, there are numerous things that Shulchan Aruch says you need to wash your hands because of this ruach ra, and one of those examples are v'anotel tziparnov. What does that mean? Take off your nails. No?
Even biting,
we'll see. Does it include biting or not? What is the basis of this? So the Vilna Gaon cites a Gemara in Psachim, which says that if you do certain things, you have to, and you don't wash your hands, you have to be afraid. And you don't even know what you're being afraid for. In fact, the next Halacha in Shulchan Aruch lists these things. One of these things is a notel tziparnov. If you take off your fingernails, in other words, you pick your nails or cut your nails, if you don't wash your hands, mefached yom echad, you have to be afraid for one day. Ve'ena yedea mima mefached, says Shulchan Aruch. And part of the fear is you don't know what you're fearing. So I don't know if picking the nails causes the fear, or the fear causes the picking of the nails. I don't know. It's other things as well, cutting your nails. Definitely for people with anxiety, this is definitely the chabur. So it sounds like if you cut your nails, let's use cut for now, cut your nails, no totsi parnav, you need to wash your hands. Black and white. Yeah? Okay. Question number one we need to deal with before we get into the most relevant stuff, is the background, is who needs to wash your hands? If let's say someone cuts your fingernails for you, is it the cutter or the cutty that needs to wash their hands? The answer to that is pretty simple in the Kaf HaChaim, Rav Yosef Chaim, everyone seems to paskin. It's the person whose nails are being cut. He is the one who has this ruach ra on him. The cutter wouldn't need to wash his hands. Okay. One more background point before we get into what everyone's all waiting for about how to define this is, well, what about toes? Cutting toes. People cut their toes, hopefully, as well. Otherwise, you won't be able to fit into your shoes. And so, if you cut your toes, you cut your finger, your toenails, don't cut your toes themselves. If you cut your toenails, do you need to wash your hands? That also seems pretty clear. The Kaf HaChaim, Rav Yosef Chaim, Tosfos Shulchan, they all say, of course you need to wash your hands. Why should there be any difference between your fingernails and your toenails? Both of them are an issue of ruach ra, whatever that means. Cutting nails causes a ruach ra. They have this bad spirit, whatever it is, a spiritual thing, and therefore you need to wash your hands for both. Now comes our relevant question. Well, first issue is, well, how many fingernails do you need to cut in order to be chayiv in nitilas nedayim? So in other words, if you're very nervous and you randomly, throughout the day, pick off one of your nails, one at a time, yeah? You need to wash your hands now? Or is that, no, do you need to sit down and like be koveya, I am now hereby cutting my nails in order to wash your hands or not? That is a huge nafkamina for someone who inadvertently picks their nails. So the Malbim cites the Sefer Kisei Eliyahu, that said, which is one of the early Kabbalistic Svarim, who says, even if you don't cut all your nails, you need to wash your hands. This is the opinion of the Tehillah with David. That would mean, seemingly, if someone just cuts one fingernail, boom, you need to go wash your hands. We spoke last week, you really need to do it three times. One, two, three, it's a whole Netilas Yadayim. The Rav Yosef Chaim agrees, and he says, even if you cut miktsas of your, even a part of your hand, another part of the fingernails on your hand, you need to wash Netilas Yadayim. And he compares it to Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. What else makes you scared that you don't know what you're scared for in that Halacha? Cutting your hair and not washing your hands. So when you cut your hair, do you cut all your hairs? Hopefully not. So you see from over there, Shulchan Aruch says, if you cut your hair and you don't wash your hands, you need to be scared. There we're talking about cutting part of your hairs. You're not cutting the entire hair off, and yet you still need to wash your hand. So to over your fingernails is the same halacha. You should only have to cut a little bit, and you're still be chayiv in Netilas Yadayim. Therefore, says the Rav Yosef Chaim, clearly the halacha is, even if you cut one nail, you need to wash Netilas Yadayim. And instead he asked Rabbi Kornvel of the Shalom. That was the White Shul. No, the Bev Shalom, I think. I think that was one of the first Rabbanim in Beth Shalom, I may be wrong on that. Check me on that. I think so. Nachum Cormel. And so he paskened that. Yeah, Rebbe was the prime master. Also, you've caught one finger. You need a wash on it. Fine. Comes along with Darash to Vechakarta and says, cites the Chaznish and one of the Svarim that says over the Minhagim of the Chaznish. Chaznish says, no, it needs to be at least two nails. One nail is no good. And how do you know? He says, look at Shulchan Aruch. It says, Hanotel Tziparnov. What does that mean?
Plural.
It says, open shut, he says. Tzimafurish Shulchan Aruch Tziparnov. Now, you could have said it's referring to the general population who cuts nails generally, but clearly the Chaznish is not wording that way. He says two, and that he says that's all the Rishonim and Achronim all seem to say. So I don't know. I guess together, if you cut them in one sitting, you're seeing, I guess, if you pick your nail at 9 o'clock in the morning, then 3 hours later, pick another nail, presumably you wouldn't need a wash from Tivas Yadayim, according to that Chazon Ish. Now, they asked Rabbi Yasha this question. He says, you don't wash your hands for one finger, but if you want to wash your hands, he says, okay, definitely preferable to do so. Now, one more point before we get to our biting nail question. The Tzitz Eliezer cites an opinion, which he rejects, but it will come up at the end in a minute. But so remember this in your mind. There is, I think it's based on a Ben Ish Chai. The only time that Ruach Ra is on a nail is when it comes above your skin. But I think what that means, Odef Alabasar, what I think that means is if you're picking your cuticles, if you're a real nail picker, a real nail biter, you ain't going to ever be Mechayev in Netilas Yadayim. It's only if the nail gets very long and it goes past the skin that you need to, and you cut that, that's when this Ruach Ra appears, because that's an extra nail. And I guess the extra nail is where this Ruach Ra, I don't know what this is based upon, but this is what the Ben Ish Chai says. Says it's Tzitz Eliezer, based on that, that maybe that's another leniency, why you don't need to wash your hands every time you pick your nail. But he says, we don't pass in that way. Final question, and then we'll tie it all together. So what about if you bite your nails? Hanotel Tziparnov, is that talking about with the scissors? Or even if you pick your nails, do you still need to wash your hands? Think of a crazy thing. If someone picks their nails constantly, you know, he's going to keep walking back and forth to the bathroom. It's going to be worse than like a COVID situation. He's going to wash his hands every 5 seconds. So what's the pshat? So the Rivos Ephraim cites the Ksos HaShulchan. His explicit, the Ksos HaShulchan is B'chaim Noah. He says, whether you cut your nails with the scissors, whether you cut your nails with the teeth, you always need to wash them. Tivas Yadayim. They asked Rabbi Yashav though. Rabbi Yashav said, no. Only if you cut it with the scissors, because that's the real Netilas Tziparnov. Biting it is not a issue of cutting your nails. They asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, what did the Chaznish? And this is a great, great maisa. They asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, what did the Chaznish hold? He said, yeah. Once they asked the Chaznish, said Rabbi Chaim, if a person bites one fingernail, do you need a wash in Tivas Yadayim? Rav Chaznish said no. This is what Rav Chaim Kanievsky testified. And the author of the Sefer Arkas Rabbeinu says, Rav Chaim misunderstood the question. I can't say that. He says he asked someone else who was there. He said Rav Chaim thought the question to the Chaznish was one finger. The guy was asking,
biting
even multiple fingers. And that, the Chaznish said, was also fine. You don't need a wash in the Tivas Yadayim. So it says the Arkas Rabbeinu, which is the Minhagim of the Chaznish, and the Chaznish, I think it's the Chaznish who not the Stiper, right? Sometimes get confused who he's quoting. It's either the Chaznish or the Stiper, but I think it was the Chaznish who said, even if you karsem tziparnov, that's like biting off your fingernails, multiple fingernails, you don't need a wash in the Tivas Yadayim. And the reason, Biskei Tshuva says, you know what the reason is? Because you're not doing it because you're cutting your nails. You know, because you got anxiety. You know, you got nervousness. It's not I'm hereby cutting my fingernails because I want to get rid of this, you know, fingernail or the Ruach Raz or all this whole concept. It's a totally different concept. And therefore, based upon that, which is sum up, the leniencies are that if you only pick your nail and you only pick one nail at a time, there's definitely room not to wash Netilas Yadayim. However, it should be clear, many posts can disagree, but even if you use your nails, I mean, if you use your mouth, and you only do one finger, there are some posts can clearly say you need to wash Netilas Yadayim. Just end with the last point, is what about, are you allowed to learn Torah while you're picking your nails? So apparently, the Shar Mitzrayim Balacha cites the Marsham, who says you are allowed to learn Torah, and he brings a proof from the Hilug Yismach Moshe. It was a Satmar. So that the Yismach Moshe, they used to ask him shaylos when he was picking it, when he was cutting his nails, and he would like nod to the shaylos. So you see from over there, you're allowed to learn when you cut your nails. However, I saw others, the Avnei Derech says, well, and cites the Mishnah Yosef, who says, well, yeah, that's only because he was thinking and learning. But to talk and learning while you're cutting your nails is improper because there's this ruach ra. So a person's picking his nail, it's a pretty big deal. You pick your nails in the base medrash, you shouldn't be learning out loud. Clearly the minhag in all these shilas is that we're lenient. You know, you don't see people going. The only time it really comes up is if a person sets their time every Monday morning, or every Monday night, whatever, he's going to cut his nails for the week, whatever it is. At that point, you really should wash your hands. But I think if you just pick one at a time, especially if you're not using the scissors, there's definitely room to be lenient.